Welcome to today's TwaTech episode. This is Demiro Vinci coming to you to discuss another cluster topic, testing. When I was first approached by my department to build a cluster, I took all the computers that they had, sat down in a small room, and began to set up the master node and then child nodes, before testing any type of configuration, and ultimately wasted my time. After the project was initially postponed, I began to try and get it back up and running, only to find one of the nodes would not boot, and that particular flavor of Linux had moved on to their next version, and I frankly refused to go through that entire process again. So, instead, I turned to good old VMware to handle my testing and configuration. Now, VMware actually works remarkably well for testing cluster configurations as well as testing cluster code. I personally use VMware Workstation, which is a pay-for program, but I know that it is possible to do this type of setup with their free version, ESX Server, not Player. Basically, VMware is an emulator that allows you to set up a virtual machine and run an operating system on top of it. In my case, I set up the master node and two child nodes as three different VMware machines. Now, the key to making all of the machines work together is that you have to have the same network configuration type for all three. Now, for the different networking options that they offer, I did not use the bridge connection setting because I did not want each node to have a public IP address. Instead, I set them all on a private network and enabled port forwarding for the master node to allow me to SSH into the master node from without having to be in front of my box. Now, this type of port forwarding may only be available for the workstation. However, I know that you can set them all on the same network setup, either NAT or private, and all the machines will be able to communicate in the free ESX version. Now, a feature that I know is not available in the ESX server is the ability to group machines into quote-unquote teams. As far as I can tell, there's no real benefit to using teams except that when you turn on the team, you turn on all three VMware machines at the same time and not having to turn each one on individually. Now, this is a tool that helped me tremendously with setting up and testing cluster configurations as well as code for one of the classes I took. And I definitely thought that it was worth sharing to everyone. I'll admit that this was all done on my work machine, which has a Haas P4 3.2 GHz dual core with 2 GB of RAM and a pretty fat hard drive. And it's able to handle running multiple OSs inside of an OS, but it's not necessarily for everyone. However, if you're intelligent and can configure it just right, it's possible that you can do this on a much lesser setup than mine. If you guys have any questions about my particular setup, you can find me in the Infernomicon channel on the IRC Freenode server, as well as email me, mirovingi@gmail.com. I'd like to offer some shouts to Enigma, and my congratulations again to both Droops and Nightlord for the recent additions to their geek family. Peace.